Monday morning post-Thanksgiving holiday. We're with our Alan Schar Talk. Alan, I assume and hope that you had a wonderful holiday along with all of our listeners.
Well, we did. There are certain extenuating circumstances in the land that make Thanksgiving a little bit tougher this year than it might be otherwise. Nevertheless, you know, the family gathered. There was the resultant chaos that one would expect. You know, we had 2 4-year-olds and a year and a half-year-old, and there was a certain decibel level that was quite good. So you really love it, as all grandparents always know when they come, and then you're not so unhappy, a little bit of relief when they go. Anyway, it was all great, and now we're back to work again.
Here we are, and as we sit here on a Monday, a historic moment in the New York State Legislature. The first woman is to be picked today, Alan, as the New York State Senate Majority Leader. That's Andrea Stewart Cousins.
Well, it's a big move. You know, you have the first woman, the first African-American woman. Now, the Democrats can't afford to mess it up in the state Senate, which they have done many times. I've talked about the well-known circular firing squad. They begin to squabble with each other. You see it in the Pelosi affair and in the Congress. And, you know, it makes people sick to their stomachs because they think that they voted for something that would work. And in this case, the hope is that it'll happen. Now, the last time the Democrats won in the New York State Senate, even by a little margin, there was the resultant chaos we talk about. And they were screaming at each other. And I've seen it back in the day when, believe it or not, this is how old I am, the Robert F. Kennedy forces were against the Mayor Wagner forces. And there was hell to pay. I mean, who was going to be the head guy in the Assembly, in the Senate? And the interesting thing here is that now that there is a change, I think the Democrats will be in power forever if they don't mess it up. After all, they have the numbers now. When the gerrymander comes up, they'll gerrymander to the Republicans as the Republicans gerrymander to the Democrats. And since there are so many more blues in New York State than there are reds, you can pretty well assume that just like it happened with the Assembly once they got into power, they'll continue to draw the maps their own way. The only difference is, of course, that the Republicans in the New York State Senate have been able to draw those lines with such a vengeance that they stay in power, even though there are so many more Democrats, David. So I think that that will be a big change. Now, the last time we saw a whole bunch of Democrats get into power, by this time, most of them have gone to jail. I'm talking about the leadership. So if the Democrats think that there is a license to steal, if individual Democrats do, it's going to be just as bad. And believe me, you know, you don't get away with this stuff because they're going to be looked at under a microscope.
Speaking of looking at something under a microscope, climate change, Alan, I know you've seen this. A new federal report finds the U.S. is already feeling the heat from it, and the damage could cost hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of the century if more preventive measures aren't taken now. Also in the Times today, the world needs to quit coal. Why is it so hard?
What part of this don't we know? That's what's so awful. This is not a Superman comic and Jor-El knowing that Krypton was going to blow up. This is this world. We know what we're doing. We see the results. We see these once-in-a-thousand-year events taking place on a regular basis. And yet, we are like a bunch of ostriches with our heads in the sand. And when I say we, I mean we. Because there are some things that will really inflame people. This doesn't seem to be one of them. Why aren't people out on the streets saying, what are we going to do about this? It just isn't happening. And as a result, it gets worse and worse.
Alan, from Bloomberg News, a very interesting article about how early voting could turn the Democratic 2020 race on its head. That's because when next year's Democratic primary gets started, the process that is, it sure looks like the voting and all-important delegate counting, the article says, won't actually technically start in Iowa. Instead, because of early voting rules, the increasing popularity of early voting and a reshuffling of the primary calendar, a handful of huge, diverse states could see troves of ballots return before some of those traditional places.
You know, David, that is so interesting. Iowa, New Hampshire, they want to be the first. So they would move their primaries to the day after the last election if they had to. But along comes this very popular idea of being able to do early voting, vote by mail. And if that happens, it could really screw up the penchant that both Iowa and New Hampshire have for wanting to be the first. They get billions of dollars. TV comes. They interview everybody in every diner. But how are you going to do that if people are voting or allowed to vote for a month or two in advance? It may not be that long, but it'll be something.
the state of Massachusetts, Alan, where you live.
I do, and where you came from.
No question about it. And, of course, we just saw the first marijuana sales, recreational, that is, or adult use, in Northampton and Leicester. Very interesting article from the Associated Press on how they're open, but still some decisions being made on your workplace, your employer, and what they're going to do. Some are moving in the more liberal direction of dropping the testing, and others are getting harsher.
Hey, look, the word recreational has some meaning. I run WAMC, of course, as the CEO and as the president. I would prefer people weren't walking around getting high on company time. Maybe that is unreasonable of me, but too bad. You don't like it, you join the lumpen proletariat.